Marianne Bell sold her jewelry at nursing homes and hospitals, and she allegedly told her customers the sterling silver necklaces and other items were seconds, and that Tiffany's couldn't sell it at their Fifth Avenue store, but that it had donated the flawed jewelry and that all the profits would go to the Port Jefferson food pantry, which she directed. But DA Tom Spoda said it was just junk jewelry made in China.
In fact, Tiffany's does not manufacture any of their sterling silver products in any place other than Rhode Island.
He said Bell collected $150,000 a year from the jewelry sales. None of it went to the food pantry. Tiffany's learned there was a problem when disappointed customers returned the jewelry because it kept breaking and tarnishing. Carol DiIoria, 1010 Winds in Hop Hog.